And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Edmond.
That's right, it's the second hour of the Earshot 20. How's it going? I'm Anthony Edmond. In studio alone this week. Brian Cleveland is out, but I'm sure he'll be back next week. And in the interim, we're still bringing you the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. And now we're into the top 10, if you can believe it. And we also have a lot more on the way for you in amongst the top 10. The charts come from earshot-online.com. And Earshot is the national campus and community radio report published every week at earshot-online.com, where you can find the entire national top 50 as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 campus and community radio stations. You can also find specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and loads more, so check out that website and also find us online. Earshot20@gmail.com, that's our email, facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and at earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to get in contact with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, happy to do that for you. We did it in the first hour of the program for Ryan Locke of Edmonton, Alberta. Great to talk to him, and you can have a feature just like that. So please get in contact with us. Also, check out our Facebook page. Great contest going on. We've been talking about it in the first hour. Going to talk about it again this hour. It is a contest that we are running in conjunction with Sappy Fest. Very excited to partner with them. An opportunity for you to win a pair of weekend passes for the festival. It's happening August 1st to the 3rd in Sackville, New Brunswick. And just a great opportunity. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/earshot20. Like and share the photo. It is that simple. And your name will be entered in the draw to win those pair of tickets. They're $89.25 a piece, so if you're looking to save some money or you really want to get out, but it's a bit of a cost barrier for you, well, this is your opportunity to break down that cost barrier. All you'll have to do is get there and work out your accommodations, which I'm sure will be relatively cheap, so make sure you enter the contest. In this hour of the program, the top 10 is coming your way, plus Stephen Karlick joins us again, and we have the lowdown. Also, big news this week, we've got an interview with the number one artist. That's right, Chad Van Galen joins us on the program, and if you didn't know he was number one, well, it shouldn't be any surprise to you because he's been there for the last 6 weeks, and he is continuing at the number one spot. So we're going to kick it off and begin things with your number 10 so we can start this countdown and get to those interviews and all those features. And it's Hot Dreams' Timber Tambor is in at number 10 this week. Down from number 9 last week, so just a drop of one spot. And their album is also titled Hot Dreams. That's the title of the song you're going to hear. In after that is The Harpoonist and The Axe Murderer. They're coming into the charts at number 9, up from 42. That is a huge jump for them. And the album is called A Real Fine Mess. You're going to hear a song called A Real Fine Noise. And then in after that at number 8 is Parquet Core. They are at number 8, up from number 13 the week before. Their album is titled Sunbathing Animal. You're going to hear a song of the same name. I'm getting really good at matching those up to the album titles. All right, stick around. There's more on the way. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here's your number 10 this week, Timber Tambor, Hot Dreams.
So I want to dance with a black woman. I want to steal I want to steal my mind. And I want a chance I want another chance. To distill their time. And I wanna write to someone so true. I wanna wake, I wanna wake from hot dreams of you. Ah, hot dreams. Dreams. I wanna rise, I wanna rise. I wanna rise up beside you. I want to be, I want to be. I want to be a champion in your eyes. And I want to follow through on all my promises and threats to you, babe. Hot streams, hot streams. We'll fork and divide, fork and divide. I wanna take, I wanna take, I wanna take. Take all of your air. I wanna find, I wanna find, I wanna find. Another daydream, another nightmare. I wanna lie, I wanna lie, I wanna lie. Lie me down in your stream. I wanna wake, I wanna wake, I wanna wake from hot dreams. I wanna wake from hot dreams of you, babe. I want to wake from hot dreams of you, babe.
Hot dreams.
My girl back home is what I need. But I'm lonely as a cloud. Na 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 na.
That was Parquet Core in at number 8 this week, up from number 13. Their album titled Sunbathing Animal, and you heard a song of the same name. In before that was The Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer at number 8, or at number 9, rather, sorry, jumping from 42. And their album Real Fine Mesh, you heard A Real Fine Noise, big jump for them. And to kick off that set at number 10 was Timber Tambor. You heard a song called Hot Dreams off the album of the same name. It's the Earshot 20 and second hour of the program, now counting down the top 10 albums charting across the nation. Taking a break from that to head back to the phone lines to chat with Stephen Karlick, senior editor at Exclaim, and we've got some more music news to bring you. This hour of the program, a little bit more of a sobering story to bring you where we kick things off, and that's about Bobby Womack. He's died at the age of 70.
He has. This happened last Friday as the last episode aired, so we didn't get to talk about it then. But it is worth mentioning for sure. Bobby Womack is a soul singer. He suffered from serious health complaints in the last few years, and now he has passed away at the age of 70. It was on Friday, June 27th, that Rolling Stone confirmed the sad news with a representative from Womack's label, XL Recordings. The cause of death is still currently unknown. Womack was born in 1944, and his career as a performer dates back to the 50s. He was a member of the family band Curtis Womack and the Womack Brothers, who changed their name to the Valentinos and earned hits in the 60s. He launched his solo career in the late 60s and achieved success, but struggled with drug addiction and checked himself into rehab by the 80s. Lately, he's enjoyed a major resurgence in his career. In 2012, he released The Bravest Man in the Universe, which was assisted by Damon Albarn, the lead singer of Blur. Womack had also reportedly been working on new material and was performing live even in the first half of this year in 2014. But Womack has faced various medical problems. He beat colon cancer in 2012 and was diagnosed with Alzheimer's in 2013. Other health concerns included pneumonia and diabetes, and he finally succumbed last Friday. So one to be missed, for sure, with a long and storied career.
Well, and a music icon like him, it surely will see some, maybe he was working on some stuff similar to like we saw with after Michael Jackson's passing, and still more coming out from him in the way of posthumous release of some music that he was working on. So maybe that we'll get the same for Bobby Womack.
Hopefully.
All right, we're going to throw it over to you now, Stephen, for your song pick of the week. As always, thank you very much for joining us, and the floor is yours.
Let's pick up our spirits here with something a little up-tempo. Your short listeners should know Jessie Lanza, who recently released her debut solo album on Hyperdub Records. Hyperdub are putting out a new compilation of hits and B-sides coming out in July. Jessie Lanza has contributed a new song to it called You and Me. It's excellent. It's got some cool little electronic flourishes, almost like phone-ish, but you'll hear it now anyway. It's really great. Jessie Lanza's You and Me on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Extra.
Thank you. Earshot listeners, it's Stephen Karlick here, senior editor at Exclaim, Canada's source for music news, streams, reviews, and features across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's big music news on the weekly Earshot 20, but for in-depth, up-to-the-minute news, reviews, and streams, you'll want to set your homepage to exclaim.ca and pick up our most recent issue, featuring White Lung, Morrissey and the Smiths, Jenny Lewis, Tanya Tagak, Royksopp and Robin, Mastodon, Absol, and more. On the airwaves, in Exclaim boxes, and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
On air with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 7.
Oh, number 6.
Right in front of my eyes. Hell of a story. Or is it boring? Can't claim to care. Never been reluctant to share. Thousand odd pieces of me. Don't you know nothing comes free? What mom don't know has taken its toll on me. It's all I've seen that can't be wiped clean. It's hard to believe what it's made of me. Passing my life, living it out with her side. Listening closely, hearing mostly. Can't shake concern, seems that every time that I turn, I'm passing out pieces of me. Don't you know nothing comes free? What mom don't know has taken its toll on me. All I've seen that can't be wiped clean. It's hard to believe what it's made of me.
Mac DeMarco sits at number 6 this week, up down from number 2, rather. And Salad Days is the name of the album. Passing Out Pieces is the song you just heard. In before that was number 7, The Pink Mountaintops, and they're down from number 6. Their album, Get Back, you heard a song called Through All the Worry. And in before that was Stephen Karlik's song pick of the week. It was Jesse Lanza, You and Me, and thanks very much to Stephen for joining us on the program again this week. If you're just tuning in, it's the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Edmonds, solo in studio this week, counting down the top 20 albums, and we're getting into it. We're almost done the top 20 again for another week, and lots of movement on the charts, lots of great entrances. And coming up now, I'm going to tell you about some of the albums that are making debuts below the top 20, very well could make their way into the top 20 in the coming weeks. And it's a little segment we like to call
It's the Lowdown on the Earshot 20.
Kicking off the lowdown is Toronto via Edmonton songwriter Michael Rault, whose new EP, Living Daylight, was recorded by his cousin Rennie Wilson and debuts at number 43. At 41, The Moon Rang Like a Bell is the second album from the Gainesville, Florida indie rock quartet 100 Waters. Victoria's Kyla LeBlanc, a.k.a. Katami, has released a collection of remixes from her 2012 self-titled debut, and it hits the charts at number 39. At number 35 is Rush Midnight, the latest project from Brooklyn's Russ Manning, whose self-titled debut album comes out on Last Gang Records. Fool's Gold is the latest from Jill Barber, and it sits at number 30, recorded just 6 months after she gave birth to her first child. Swedish indie folk duo First Aid Kit return with their third album entitled Stay Gold, and it's at number 25. And rounding it out, Vancouver's Mocha Only's latest album, Sex Money Mocha, is split up into parts of the day, morning, afternoon, and night. The album closes out the lowdown at number 24. So there you have it, some of the albums that are making debuts, and we probably will hear from them coming up in later episodes of this program. We're going to move on now, a few more tracks to bring you before the hour is complete, and of course, coming up still to come is our interview with Chad Van Galen, so you're not going to want to miss that. In next, at number five, is Cousins, and they are sitting at number five, up from seven last week. Their album is called The Halls of Wickwire. You're going to hear a song called Mess, and then after that, Bri Webb, Prove Me Wrong. Bri Webb sitting at number four, steady this week from the week before, his album called Free Will, so you'll hear the song from that. Here is Cousins, your number five. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20. Festival season is upon us, and one you're not going to want to miss is Sappy Fest in Sackville, New Brunswick. The two-day music and arts event happens from August 1st to the 3rd, and this year features artists such as Baja Bulat, Bri Webb, Cousins, Constantines, Free Love Fenner, Julie Dwaron, Ott, P.S. I Love You, and more. Sound like a great weekend of music? Well, that's because it is. You can win tickets right here on the Earshot 20. Just visit our Facebook page at facebook.com/earshot20 for contest details and to enter. Win yourself a free pass to Sappy Fest happening August 1st to the 3rd in Sackville, New Brunswick, right here on the Earshot 20. And for more information, visit the event website at sappyfest.com.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 4.
Every letter is a will. I'll go.
deserve what I want. When the anti-seer looks to you, keep an eye on what you got. It's not love. It's not love. It's not love. It's a love song. Call me back. Hold on to. As smoke moves through the house at evening, you can holler back against the song, but you can't keep someone from singing. It's a good love, it feels unfound. It's not love. It's not love. It's not love. It's a love song.
That was Prove Me Wrong by Bri Webb, in at number four this week. Steady at number four, the album Free Will. And in before that, Cousins at number five, up from number seven the week before, their album Halls of Wickwire. And you heard a song called Mess. Both of those artists are going to be performing at Sappy Fest. If you haven't gone over to our Facebook page yet, facebook.com/earshot20, you should do it. Like and share that photo you see right there, and you have an opportunity to be entered to win two weekend passes for Sappy Fest. It's that easy. So make sure you like and share those photos and take advantage of that. Here we go. We are going to hit your number three. Coming up after that, you are going to hear from Chad Van Galen. That's going to take us near to the end of the program, but stick around because there is so much more on the way. In at number three this week is Bad Bad Not Good, up from number five the week before, their album titled Three. You're going to hear a song called Head Run. Stick around. It's the Earshot 20. Thank you. That was Bad Bad Not Good, climbing two spots, number three on the countdown this week. We'll break from that for just a couple of minutes as we head to the phone to chat with Chad Van Galen. He's on the line. He's recently released Shrink Dust. Chad, thanks very much for joining us on the Earshot 20.
Yeah, no sweat.
And so how have things been going since the release of the new album?
Things have been good. I've sort of been on tour for the last 5-6 weeks, did the East Coast and did the West Coast.
Quite an extensive tour, too. You were around quite a few places. How was the reception as you were going across Canada for the new album?
It was good. Yeah, I'm always surprised that people care. So it's nice when people show up for shows. So yeah, I'm always I'm always excited to sort of the West Coast. I really love playing the West Coast. So I love playing the East Coast too, but it's further away from me. I can't really drive in less than 5 days.
And I bet fans are wondering what you do in your spare time, considering that outside of your own projects, you do a lot of work for other artists. So what's a spare day for you?
Today, I'm building a stone wall around my flower garden up in the front yard. I'm pretty into masonry right now. I kind of take my bike trailer down to the river, and I haul a bunch of river rock or whatever I can find. I've found a bunch of slate. So I managed to haul a bunch of slate back to my house in the wee hours of the morning. And yeah, now I'm just laying it down with some mortar mix and letting my daughters push buttons into the cracks where the mortar's kind of leaking out. So it looks all crazy psychedelic. It's pretty cool.
Very awesome. So there's always lots on the go for you. That's can be said for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's nice to be home in a way because I'm not sitting in a van driving for 8 hours a day. So that's nice to get off my ass. But yeah, at the same time, there's a lot of stuff going on. The Holy Fuck guys are at the Banff Center right now, and they're going to come here just to kind of jam. I think we're just going to jam out, see what happens, maybe record some stuff. So
very cool. Maybe a side project with those guys.
Yeah, I mean, to tell you the truth, I've been wanting to do something with them for a long time, ever since we met, probably for 10 years. It's ridiculous that it's taken so long to happen, but we're both pretty busy in what we do and our family and our lives. So they just happen to be coming out to the Banff Center, and they're like, Van Galen, we need to come to your studio. So yeah, that's what's going to happen. Slowly cleaning it up.
Sounds awesome. Well, more from Chad coming up after your number two this week. In that spot is Owen Pallett with his album In Conflict. Keep it locked here. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Thank you. Owen Pallett holding down the number two spot this week, and Chad's still on the line with us. So you're into making things. We found that out. You're working on a wall right now, but I've also heard you're a man of many instruments. In fact, you like to make your own. Did you incorporate homemade instruments into Shrink Dust?
Yeah, I mean, I used to make a lot of instruments back when I was a young man. Yeah, so I think that those instruments, I've constantly been using those over the last decade and pretty much all the records that I make. This record didn't have any real fresh instruments. I tried to build like the third version of this sort of acoustic drum machine that has slowly taken different forms. It was on Cries of the Dead off Soft Airplane. It was the drum beat for that. And it was very large and dying from getting taken to shows. So I tried to do a second version, which failed. And then now this third version, which is pretty compact, but it doesn't really sound that good, so it didn't really get used. But I am always using homemade clarinets and stuff like that, and things that I've been using for a long time. I'm still using, but I'm not really going to use it if it doesn't sound good. So,
what was the recording process like for Shrink Dust? And get back to the album and chat a little bit about that. And do you find that your sound, there's been an evolution in your sound throughout the albums that you've recorded?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, it's hard to say. I think that I probably evolve a lot slower than most people, just because it's just me. I don't really have anybody to bounce my ideas off of. So the recording process is very can become really claustrophobic sometimes. So there's not, because there isn't any external input. Yeah. So I think the sound has changed in the sense that it's probably streamlined itself a little bit. Like it's become a little bit less obsessive. As far as external sounds are concerned, I used to build up textures just by making a lot of racket and just kind of additive mentality, whereas now I really, as my time in life is more compartmentalized, I trim the fat really before it's even needs to be trimmed. I just kind of, I work on a smaller scale, I guess. Like I've been working on this 8-track for the last 10 years now, and it's kind of forced me to become a little bit more economical with my ideas, which is good.
Well, if you want to hear more from Chad, give him a quick search online and you can get the album for download through iTunes. Chad, thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, man.
Now you're number one this week, hanging on to the top spot for the sixth week in a row. Here is Chad Van Galen. We'll be back once more with a recap, so keep it locked here on the Earshot 20.
Spider's web, the webs were hanging in.
That was Chad Van Galen in at number one, holding down the number one spot, as we said, for the sixth week in a row. And the song was called Evil. Thanks very much for Chad for joining us in between that set of three. Infernal Fantasy was in before that. Owen Pallett in at number two, up from number three the week before, his album In Conflict. And to kick it off, you heard Hedron, Bad Bad Not Good, and that was in at number three this week. And that rounds out the top 20. If you're just tuning in, I'm Anthony Edmund, Brian Cleveland out of studio this week, but he'll be back next week. And we do this every week. We count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. It's a great website. You should check it out. We record and broadcast live out of local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick. It's the campus and community radio station here every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. And then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. So we thank them all very much for airing this program. You could be listening to the show a couple other ways. It could be on radioforall.net. You could be downloading the program, or you could be podcasting us through iTunes. But no matter how you're listening to us, thank you very much for tuning in, and we hope you'll join us next week for a brand new countdown and all the great features you're used to listening to right here. Stick around, because there's a lot more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback? You can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.